From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The United Nations Security Council unanimously voted to approve new sanctions against North Korea Saturday. They prohibit North Korea from exporting minerals and seafood products worth over $1 billion a year and block countries from granting new guest worker permits to North Koreans. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley.
The price the North Korean leadership will pay for its continued nuclear and missile development will be the loss of one-third of its exports and hard currency. This is the most stringent set of sanctions on any country in a generation.
The sanctions are in response to Pyongyang's two intercontinental ballistic missile launches in July. Taking a stronger tone than it has previously on the standoff, the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, called for North Korea to comply with United Nations Security Council resolutions. Philippine Foreign Affairs spokesperson Robespierre Bolivar called for discussions.
ASEAN wants the North Koreans to know that ASEAN remains concerned about what it is doing, but also that we want to engage North Korea in a face-to-face candid dialogue on what is happening on the Korean Peninsula.
This marks the 50th anniversary of the 10-member ASEAN, and on Monday, 27 nations will take part in the ASEAN Regional Forum. Usain Bolt was beaten in his final 100-meter race by an American almost 5 years his senior, Justin Gatlin. Calling it quits at the age of 30 for a golden farewell, his last individual race at the World Championships, Bolt lost to a man who produced a comeback not only on Saturday, but also through a doping-tainted career. Bolt won the bronze. This is VOA News.